very good work, very organized. You know, both sides were detailed. You know, we had one little skirmish, but other than that, it was very good work, both sides of the ball. Yeah, I mean, that was the plan coming in today. I mean, he's obviously starting the game on Saturday, and it was his turn to be with the ones today. So it's been that way for the entire camp, so no different today. I was talking about the entire roster. Okay, the question was if a guy won a job, you know, what's that mean for our football team? That means he's the starter and it's permanent. You know, we take our time and decide who's our best 11 on both sides of the ball, in all three phases, matter of fact. So when that's determined, that's pretty permanent.
Vance, did the quarterback position make a step forward collectively today in your estimation?
I'm not sure. You know, until I watched the tape, you know, watch it with great detail, I couldn't tell you that. But it was a lot of throwing and catching. That was fun to see from both guys, all three guys, matter of fact.
Got a little more work in for Jamal, looked like.
Yeah. Absolutely, you know, and the plan for Jamal hadn't changed, to work Jamal today and tomorrow and not play on Saturday and to get into Green Bay game week, and he should play against Green Bay. Yes. He fell on his shoulder. He's fine. It's a little sore, but just being smart with our guys.
Vance, do you think having the quarterback competition has slowed the progress of the offense at all?
Absolutely not. You know, I've said this, you know, over and over again, with the two quarterbacks competing, the wide receivers, the running backs, the offensive line, those guys' jobs don't change, okay? They're blocking their guys. They're running the right routes, you know, so that doesn't change, you know, other guys getting better, you know. Obviously, the QB is a big deal, but outside of that, guys, you know, guys doing their job, that's part of it.
I guess just looking at the production versus Chicago and then some struggles that seem like today. So, I mean, mm-hmm. Is that a collective issue, not just on the QBs?
Struggles? I didn't see struggles. I saw a football practice, and it's up and downs in practice, but I didn't see struggles. Speaking of last Thursday, outside of third downs and penalties, it was a pretty good performance, so I didn't see that.
You see Alan Barber getting more time with the ones. Are you still shuffling him around? Will he start this weekend?
I'm not sure of that, but he has gotten first-team reps. Okay, so, you know, so has McGovern with the ones as far as a guard position. Once Matt's back in there permanently. So, you know, we've got four or five guys at the guard spot working to be a starter.
What have you seen from McGovern that stood out last year? Literally was an active every week. Right.
Well, he's been really impressive as far as playing center for us, directing our offense as far as protections and those things, and then moving to left or right guard and playing, you know, playing well, you know, at both spots. So that's been a real shot for us, you know, having him play well at two positions, especially at guard. That was a surprise for us.
If McGovern is one of the best five and you want to play the best five, does that open things up for Ron to be back at left guard since McGovern has a right guard back?
Very, very possible. You know, we're going to play the best five guys, and that's the goal, and that's why we're working different guys at certain spots, okay? We want the best five for our football team.
Vance, you always embrace the expectations of a championship team.
Yes.
Last time the Broncos were here, they won a championship. Do you have any idea how good this team can be at this point?
I'm not sure. You know, obviously, we're in camp, you know, we have a bunch of injuries right now, so I'm not sure how good we're going to be. You know, teams change each year. You know, every team changes each year, so I'm not sure. You know, that's why you play the games, and you ask me about week 7 or 8, I have a good answer for you. But right now, I have no idea.
Time for a few
no
more,
one
guys.
Does.
Did you notice anybody on your D-line stepping up today at all?
I did not, Mike. It's tough to watch both sides and to watch, you know, a certain position, but, you know, I'll watch tonight and tell you tomorrow if you want to know that. That's important to you. I'll tell you tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, you got guys that, you know, now have opportunities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we've got 7 guys here. That's it. So the reps are plenty. And, you know, if you want to, you know, make a mark for yourself, here's the time.
Last one, Cecil.
What kind of progression have you seen from Jordan Taylor as a route runner?
Nothing different. You know, my first experience with Jordan this spring, he hadn't changed much. I mean, he is a crisp route runner. He's got great ball skill. He's a big target, and he's a very, very smart player. So what he's doing now, I'm not surprised. That's what he's been his entire career.